Hey guys, this is Right Hand Geek here. So just wanted to give an update on something that we spoke a couple of days back about the flood situation in Kerala and southern Karnataka. Though things have improved a lot over the past few days, thankfully, and there's been a lot of rescue missions that's been happening. And thank you so much for your overwhelming response to the episode that we put regarding this flooding situation.
Yeah, we'd like to start with by thanking our friends and family who were there after watching that update and like spreading the message. They've actually come forth and contributed whatever they can for the cause. And yeah, things are not over yet.
Yes.
Now it's going to be the rebuilding process, which is going to take a lot of time and effort. So it's not over. We have to stay strong and be together to get through this situation. So anyway, the rain has stopped and all the districts are, taken away from the red and orange zones.
Yeah. So we are no longer in red alert situation.
Or even orange.
Yeah, maybe we were in red alert till yesterday. Now the rains have kind of stopped. Water is receding and people are going back to their homes. Although the situation back home is not that great. Some of the houses have been completely washed off. Some houses are not fit for us, leaving anymore. So it's a grim situation, but it's much better than what it was a couple of days back.
Yeah, except a few places in Pathanamthitta, I think Chengannur and other places, like the rescue missions are still going on, but rest of the places, people are all there in the camps. Around like 8 lakh people are there in the camps. There are like around 3,000 relief camps all across Kerala. And the death toll is set to be more than like 360 people, which we can expect to
increase
a lot more.
Yeah, just imagine the scale of the situation, right? When you're saying that 8 lakh people are displaced from their houses, they're in camps. So you can understand in a state where, the population... In a state like Kerala, when you have 8 lakh people moved away from their houses, the kind of impact this rains have had on them, and a lot of infrastructure is gone. I think around more than 20,000 crore worth of damage is what they have estimated when PM came to Kerala a few days back.
Yeah, that's more than $3 billion, and the state wanted 2,000 crores of
immediate relief fund, but thankfully center was able to release around 500 crores of rupees for the fund. But again, that's not enough. I mean, so that's why whatever support we have been giving, we have to keep continuing it. Maybe we'll not be able to go there and physically help them out right now, but in whatever ways possible, by probably sending supplies or donating money to the CM's relief fund or something like that. And I've seen that over the days, many of our friends and many people have been donating and really
from different states, South Indian states, even Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Telangana state, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, they have all contributed. And even celebrities, how they have come together for the cause and contributed in how much ever they can. It is really overwhelming. So,
So now we'll just give you a statistics or an update of what the current situation is right now in Kerala and in Coorg. So that, it's just an update to whatever we spoke a couple of days back.
Yeah, and one other issue, there have been a lot of false news which have been spread. So it's better to stick to reading reliable sources and then taking a decision on whether it's true or false and spreading it. So we'd suggest the best way is to keep an eye on celebrities, social medias, and even the government social media pages, and following them to get a clear idea about what's happening at different places. And and another issue which we have been facing is that most of the a lot of bridges and places where water was there, a lot of waste have been collected. So there have been newses. We have no idea if it's 100% true or not, a fact or not. People have been using bulldozers and all to throw it back to the water bodies, which is not going to help us. So we would like, the authorities to keep an eye on it and take proper care of how to get dispose of the waste. And what else is there?
Yeah, so in Coorg as well, the situation was really bad. There's been a lot of landslides happening in and around, and some houses have just vanished. Around 3,500 people have been moved to the camps. So please provide the same solidarity and support to people of Coorg the way we have been giving it to Kerala as well. Disaster doesn't know any, you know, difference based on the caste, creed and location and region and religion and state and language. It's all the same. We're all human beings. What one goes through, you know, it's no way different for the other. So just stop the hatred saying that, you know, based on religion and region and all that stuff. You'll get to know the pain only when it happens to you. So if you think that you're safe and, you know, it's just happening somewhere else, just don't bring the hatred up. That's all I'm trying to say. If you can't help, that's fine. There are people who are doing their job and people who are trying to help. Just let them do their job and, you know, let's stay out of it if we cannot help. Just don't be a barrier to them or don't be a hurdle to them in their services. So, yeah, that's pretty much...
I'd like to talk about the fishermen who, you know, put all their effort to rescue a lot of people. Even my friend's parents, they were also rescued by the fishermen who came all through the city to save them. And there are like few others. I think K.R. Narayan Institute, one of my friends studies there. They have been, you know, raising funds and providing the rescue camps with food, clothes and all the other necessities. So commendable effort. And one more person I'd like to mention is there is a YouTube channel called Pieces of Work where this guy named Corey from Australia, he reviews Malayalam movies. And what he did was he was planning to come to South India, like Kerala especially, during the end of the year. He was saving up money for that. He donated the whole money for the relief fund, and also like from whatever he gets from this month through YouTube, he's gonna put it for the relief fund. So it's a commendable effort from all these people, and we hope that we get continued support from all of you guys, and you know, start the rebuilding process pretty well.
Yeah, so we just wanted to put this update out. Hopefully, you know, this brings in some more support, and we are always trying to find out ways to support this cause as well. And this is not just because we are from a particular region. We are going to continue doing this for all the social issues that come up, similar things that might happen. Just stay safe. You know, don't go to the coastal region if you are out of it. You know, just stay safe and ask your relatives to stay safe and be out of danger. Yeah, so that's pretty much a roundup. Thank you so much for watching and listening to us.